Blog Talk Radio.
Co-hosts with the mostest, the Heavenly Angel representing Washington, well, not actual Washington, D.C., but Seattle, Washington, that is. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big.
That be me.
And we up in the building. Shout out to the International Smokers Representative, Mr. Sia Knight. Most likely at work right now, holding it down for the Netherlands. And, yeah, doing them real big. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the Freak the Fuck Out Friday. Jump off into the weekend.
And
yeah.
Spring is here.
And spring is definitely here. Well, you can't tell that to most New Yorkers. But, hey, you are where you live at. And if you live in New York, you are cold.
What's going on there? They got snow or something?
Yeah, they still got snow on the ground. I mean, everybody telling us and they pissed off because it's snow and it's supposed to be, it ain't supposed to break until next week. So
they're kind of sucking right now, you know?
I know the feeling. We can get snow as late as May here.
Yeah, so that's why I was kind of weird, though, that it didn't. You know, we normally will get the bands of it, you know what I'm saying? Like the little cold front starting to come through. You know, normally when New York is cold, well, got snow on the ground. You know, it gets a little cold down here. So it might be a little knockoff for this spring break. But I mean, hell, we in the 80s right now, so.
You know what to tell you. We're looking pretty good right now.
What happened to you yesterday?
Oh, man, dealing with the damn car again. I had to sit at the dealership. And because we just replaced this tire, my mom's tire on her car, 2 weeks ago. And now the same tire, well, they rotated the tire, but the tire that they replaced, supposed to be a brand new tire, looked like it was doing the same exact thing as the last tire.
Well,
so when I went in, it looked like it separated, like the outside of the tire itself. On the old one that we replaced, the leather started to disappear. Like it started to fade away from the, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why. Like the tire was literally stretching itself apart, and it was missing. You know what I'm saying?
Have they done an alignment? Has she done an alignment lately?
It's a brand new car. Fresh off the lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's something wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Then they talking about something. When I brung in the last one, okay, we ran over nails. So I took it to go and get repairs. You know what I'm saying? And then, so when I took it in, they talking about something. No, that's because you drove the tire on low pressure and I was like, no, because the damn car come equipped with the low pressure light that come on. And when that comes on, we put air in it. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And it hasn't been giving any problems or anything. It's just been damn lettering start to disappear on it. So I'm like, well, what the hell? So, you know, they tell me, oh, well, it could be separating from the end. All this old bullshit, which, you know, I didn't have time to deal with because I was going out of town. I was like, you know, this was before the Puerto Rico trip, and I was like, I can't leave mom riding around on a possibly bad tire, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to, and you know, we had to end up replacing it, but then I'm like, well, shit, this looks like it's doing the same fucking thing. So, I don't know, the dude, I took it in there and sat around and waited for them to tell me what was going on, then one dude finally came out, told me something, oh, ain't nothing wrong with it, that's just the way it looks. The tires are put together. I'm like, what the fuck you mean they put together? So he showed me some different tires. He was like, yeah, they don't come here already together. They actually are shipped and then they put the. I said, that don't make no fucking sense. You putting the tire together? I don't understand that shit. That don't register me. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that don't sound right either.
But I got the roadside assistance shit on it, which they claim, you know, my mom didn't ask for at the time. She signed all these other fucking maintenance package bullshits that she put onto her plan to prevent so she wouldn't have no problems when bringing the goddamn car in. You know, then we go in. Oh, no, that was an extra $300 if she had wanted that on there. What? The goddamn maintenance free roadside hazards are supposed to be free. Supposed to be free with new tires. So if we buying a new fucking vehicle, brand new off the goddamn lot, don't that mean that it's new tires on the fucking new vehicle?
Right.
You know, so therefore it should come with roadside hazard shit on it. I mean, the goddamn the fucking used car, I mean, car dealerships, period, are just some rip-offs, you know what I'm saying? Just really some fucking rip-offs, man.
I still have to check the alignment on the car.
Well, no, they did the alignment. They did the alignment before they rotated the tires, you know, and because that was included free, so I was like, yeah, go on to do the fucking alignment. But then they rotated from the front to the back, and it's doing the same thing that the front was doing.
Wow.
I'm like, well, what the fuck? And the other tires ain't doing it. So if that's the case, then all the tires should be doing it.
Yeah, that's weird.
You see what I'm saying? All the tires should be doing it. It's just that one tire. So, you know, I'm like,
Well, what you going
to
do for the weekend? What's happening this weekend? Anything exciting?
Well, supposed to be. Been kind of shot down on that. I'll be spending it with, you know, of course, with my old lady, but we were supposed to be going to a Black College Reunion, which is, you know, the beach week down here for all the historically Black colleges. They come down and go to Daytona Beach. And now come to find out, well, so I heard through the grapevine they've canceled it, saying that the college students are too rude and wild, you know what I'm saying, for the local area.
Oh, heck no. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
so they're going to cancel all spring break deals down there?
Well, just for Daytona. They're moving it to Miami, which they do what is called spring bling or some shit like that. But who the fuck going? I ain't going to drive no goddamn Miami, you know what I'm saying? It's fucking 4 hours away. You know,
oh,
and then
wow.
you got to get the hotel room. You got to get all that shit. That ain't no just go down there and hang out and then come back the same day. You ain't finna do that. So, yeah, they really threw a little kind of monkey wrench in my hustle because, you know, I'm stocked up with water and all that shit to take down there because that's what I do.
Selling
the water and little chips and stuff like that. And now, you know, I'm like, well, what the hell? So, I don't know.
Wow, that put a damper on it.
Yeah, but they don't, you know, a couple of weeks before that, they got, you know, the white kids that come down and do their spring break.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't cancel that.
They got bike week. All these fucking bikers that come down there making all this goddamn noise and shit didn't cancel that fucking shit. You know, but they ain't gonna cancel a lot of shit. Yeah, it's crazy, but it's been getting worse every year anyway. I mean, they have over 200 state troopers that stand on the side of the road as you come in, stand all up and down on the sidewalks in the middle of the street, and then when they pull you over, at least they was doing that for a couple of years. They used to have you in the middle of the street, in the middle of the median. You know what I'm saying? And searching your car, doing all this embarrassing bullshit. Just really fucking harassing.
Wow.
The spring breakers, man. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? This is bullshit. So, you know, and then they jumped out on me one year. I'm walking down the sidewalk, in which I believe the dude was working for the police anyway, fucking way. But he came up, he was like, and I was selling a little candy and stuff, so he wanted to buy a bag of candy. So I gave him a bag of candy. And he needed some change. So as I'm digging out of my pocket to get him some change, some fucking, you know, officers jumped down from nowhere. I don't know where the fuck they came from. Gonna grab me all by my arm and shit and tell me something. Get over. I'm what the fuck you talking about? Sit me down. Tell me something. Yeah, we just seen you buying drugs. I'm like, buying drugs? What the fuck is you talking? It's middle of the daylight. You can, when you look up, you see him standing there. I said, you think I'm that stupid? So I'm going to stand here and buy some fucking drugs right in front of me. Now look that fucking stupid. Set me down, went through my pockets and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm selling candy. What the fuck? I'm giving the dude some change. He talks, nah, we seen you pass. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Well, we know him. That's whatever the fuck his name is. And the dude, he had something on him. I don't know what the fuck they had. He had something on him. I'm like, man, I'm giving this man some fucking change for some candy he just bought. And when they checked his pocket, they found a damn bag of candy. I'm like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? That's just straight harassment. Just real, you know, uncalled for harassment. You know, it don't even make no sense. You know, and to the point where every year we come down there, we generate, you know what I'm saying, over $100 million in revenue. You know what I'm saying, for the couple of days that the students come down there. And that's through jacked up hotel prices. Normally $50 hotel room, they get jacked up to $200 a fucking night. You know what I'm saying? Then you got no parking. So then they try to jack up the parking for you. You'd have to pay for parking. You know, it's just man, it really, you know, they should have been stopped going anyway. Just as far as Black people should have stopped going and found another spot to spring break, because it's just ridiculous. You know, it's just real ridiculous.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense, you know. We came down there one year, the first year we started selling the little marijuana lollipops. They had this dude from Alabama come through. He was driving up and down the avenue with the van painted with all the lollipops and shit. They end up, you know, they pulled him over, checked his van, and found out there wasn't nothing in the van but the candy and shit. Let him go. He kept riding up and down. So then, you know, my homeboy, we ran into him. We bought some bags of candy off of him. You know what I'm saying? We bought two bags of candy. And my homeboys, they took two of the bags, and they was in the middle of the street selling. You know what I'm saying? Like walking in between cars, you know, not holding up traffic, not stopping traffic, selling the stuff, right? So they went through two bags of lollipops, you know what I'm saying, within like an hour. I mean, they were moving them like. After they went back and grabbed a second bag and hit the streets again, they got through a couple of lollipops. Fucking two state troopers going to walk up to them, pull them over to the side, and they're going to tell them something. Either give up the candy or go to jail because you don't have a permit to sell that stuff out here.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, come on, that's some old bullshit. You motherfuckers just want some goddamn candy and can't fucking ask for the shit, so you're going to pull some old bitch-ass Debo move, you know what I'm saying, and just take their shit. And they had to give up the fucking candy. They had just paid for it, and they had to give up the fucking candy, you know what I'm saying? And the dude actually was there watching them, though, so, you know, the dude gave him another bag. They didn't give him the whole bag, but they gave him, like, another bag and shit. And the whole time I was on the side of the road, you know, I had my little stash, but I always find a spot and I chill. You know, that's always been my best thing to do is find a spot where nobody don't bother you, even if you got to pay for a parking space, and just sit your ass down and chill. Because, you know, then you got to worry about them just coming to you and not them sneaking up on you and doing no old dumb shit. And, you know, so I was like, fuck, man, that. You know, I still have my little bit. You know, I was straight. I was cool. You know, sold my little bit. But, yeah, they just really, you know, caused a real embarrassment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was just that's not spring break. You know, that's not spring break. It's just spring harassment. You know, so right about now, I got to call my other homeboy and find out with him if he knows anything. And then I'll be able to wrestle and call him on the bat line. See if he knows any information on it, because he normally keep up with most of the events around town.
Enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Yeah, this is y'all goddamn phones out there, people. Jeez. You're calling a goddamn jukebox. Hello, this is the jukebox. Look how long it plays now.
Hello?
Goddamn, nigga. Goddamn jukebox. Turn the jukebox off. Shit.
Hello?
What's that?
Chillin'.
Hey, you heard about the Black Beach Week supposed to be going on?
It's weekend.
It's this weekend?
Yeah.
Like tomorrow?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You going up there?
No, my car's still in the paint shop. I ain't gonna be able to make it.
Oh.
I ain't get done with it.
Yeah, I heard so many different dates on it. Everybody, you know, dates talking about some April 4th through the 6th, and I'm like, that's a Monday through Wednesday. That don't make no sense.
No, I had looked it up online. No, you know, that's what it said. But
probably
that's what the date
says. Yeah, I ain't heard nobody talking about it.
Yeah.
You got any people say they was going?
No, just a couple people that I was just hanging with, they won't go, but I ain't never get my car to travel in, so I don't think they gonna go. We got a block party over on Sunday anyway that we gonna be at.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, that's Tony G coming out and doing it for my sister's birthday party.
Oh.
They gonna be playing kickball and stuff.
That's Sunday. Vending opportunities out there?
Huh?
I said, the vending opportunities out there, y'all be bringing your own shit.
Yeah, so many people out there selling stuff,
Well, I'll let you know. I'm wanting to go down there, but then I just found out it's a little late, you know what I'm saying? But my girl, she stayed right there in Daytona, so I ain't got to stay, you know what I'm saying, in Daytona. But I still want to go down there and, you know, bring some water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then I got to see. Now they just put me in a little rush about tomorrow, because then I have to try to get down that way tomorrow. Wow.
I mean,
that is awful. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll hit you back. I'll let you know what's up.
All right.
Thanks. Yeah. Shout out DJ Slow Motion, representing Itty Bitty Plant City. He always knows
how far away is Miami
from
Daytona? How far away is Miami from
Daytona?
Well,
all that's 4 hours. Everything you're talking about is 4 hours.
Well, wow,
no,
okay.
From Daytona, actually, because from here to Daytona is about 2 hours. For me, it's about 2 hours.
4 hours to Miami? Well, why can't you drive out to Miami and drive back to Daytona?
No, I mean, you still talking about traffic, though. It ain't just no drive, it's the traffic.
Oh, yeah,
It ain't the drive, it's the shit. The traffic, the traffic is what's going to take you about 3 hours, make it a three-hour, four-hour trip, yeah. So many people be on the damn road. So, and you talking about, oh, that's I-95, man. Shit. I-95, man, it's just, man, it's like going back to Puerto Rico. That's how the drivers is. That's how the drivers is.
Shit.
You
don't want
to tell me to drive back to Puerto Rico. Is that what you're trying to tell me, lady? Drive to Puerto Rico? Because that's about what's going to happen, so. I don't know. Shouts out to old Goofy Bone. I know he out there. I think he's still in Virginia. Got to hit him up, see how the show went. But let's see.
Yeah, is he getting any video on this?
No, I don't know. Let's find out. Hola, Mia Frio.
What's up? What's poppin'?
Hey, we want to call and see how the show went.
Oh, you want to
ask? Nah, man, we on the show, but we calling to see how the show went for you.
Oh, great.
Oh, well, what, you still in Virginia?
Yeah, I'm driving actually to Kentucky right now.
What? Oh, damn. Oh, shit. I do need to call my homeboy. Cause he's still home in Kentucky and shit.
Okay, well, let me call you back because I'm in traffic right now and shit.
All right. Evelyn, say hey.
Are you
hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
Okay.
We're back in the game, radio.
Yeah, well, I'm...
You have a show tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to try to work something.
Man, I got some drama, man. These motherfuckers. I mean, I'm not one to steal the crowd, okay? These guys invited me, you know what I'm saying? But some people are not feeling their music. And I'm sorry for that. People, I guess they talk to me because I'm from the West Coast and blah, 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 blah. Whatever the fuck. You know, my music ain't the greatest, I know, but shit. I'm getting more people liking it than they are. So one of the motherfuckers hit me up and be like, hey, man, this is our tour. This ain't your tour. And I'm like, man. So I told the dude, I go, is that a real problem? And then he's like, nah, man. He's, you know, one of the cats, he just pissed off. You know, he was a little hothead thinking he's somebody and shit. So this guy really got in my face. I said, you know what, whatever. You ain't going to do nothing new. I'll walk away, whatever. I'm at the bar having a drink, talking to somebody. I guess this guy was talking to this chick at the club, so I guess he called tips on her, and I guess I didn't know her anyways. I'm there talking to her, blah, blah, blah. Bought her a drink. This fucker comes up to me again. He said, hey, man, you just all up in my Kool-Aid. I'm like, motherfucker. This shit belong to you? And, you know, I'm over here driving, and, you know, I almost fucked this fucking guy last night. I'm about to just go back home, because I'm like, This motherfucker's hating. First off, you Jay Willow looking motherfucker.
Nah.
You're always gonna find a hater, man.
Nothing. And this guy, he swears he's an ex-soldier boy. That's what this motherfucker swears he is.
Man. Yeah, all right, I'm going to have to do a special scandalous be out Saturday.
I'm getting pissed off to the point where it's like, I'm not spending, money, on them. I'm spending money on me, but it's like they invited me to, go touring with them. So it's like, I'm here, as a guest. But if you're going to sit here and fucking try to sit here and like, oh, just because I'm on tour with you, you're the number one act, and I have to sit here and bow my fucking knees to you, fuck you, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta step your game up, shit.
So it's like right now I'm debating. I'm smoking my last weed, and shout out to Sharon, some hooker that I met at a Holiday Inn. She wanted me to take her to to Charleston, and it was like a 2-hour drive, and she promised me, I'm over here thinking, this dog's going to fucking take me to the woods and kill me and shit. But I was bored as hell, I had nothing to do. But she promised me, so I'll give you a fat sack of weed if you take me to my homegirl. So I'm like, all right, fucking whatever, let's do it. I'm bored, I ain't got nothing to do. I take her. Well, she goes to a hotel room, she comes back out, and she just says thank you, and hands me a motherfucking quarter of weed. And this weed is off the motherfucking Richter scale.
What?
This is the best weed I've had since I left California.
Damn.
But it's like right now my mind, it's like I don't feel like I got punked. But it's just, I feel like that this motherfucker, I should just put hands on this fool, and I should just leave. But it's like, nah, I'm an entertainer. This is business, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where I can just start beating people up and ruin them because I can knock the fuck out of them, what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't gonna do nothing for you.
You always gotta find a hater.
Like, these motherfuckers are hating. Well, not all of them, just one certain motherfucker, but
nice.
Anyway.
Well, now that looks bad on the that ain't the dude that booked the tour though, right?
No, the homeboy Rick Justice, he's like, this guy he's a hothead, he's the one that actually fucking said let's go on tour, but this nigga didn't have no money, this nigga didn't have nothing, he's over here getting fronted by Rick Justice, like he set up all this stuff, the hotels that they're staying at, I'm staying in a hotel. Shout out to the Holiday Inn, because they're fucking basically supporting me on my tour. They're giving me, $89 rooms. Not $89 rooms. It's like $100-something rooms for $89, because they're, luxury. I get fucking big-ass refrigerator, a nice little, a living room, and shit like that, but... I'll call you back, Smelly, because motherfucker, right now I'm just so fucking mad right now. It's just like, I don't want to leave the tour because I'm meeting a lot of cool people.
Yeah. Stay on the tour, folks.
This is something I'm not used to doing. What I'm saying? But I'm meeting a lot of cool people. Yeah. It's just like, fuck, I don't know. But,
but don't let those fools get to you, man. Keep it moving.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
Yeah, he can't hear you, but, Yeah, man, that's some fucked up. That's some bullshit. You always got haters out in the world, people.
He can't hear me. I forgot.
Yeah, he can't hear you. But, that's just one thing. Everywhere you go, I don't give a fuck. What east, north, south, west, you're going to have some fucking haters. They either hate the way you look because you bring a fresh look to the whole scene, or you just doing some shit. Your confidence, is intimidating. Because these weak motherfuckers are like, damn, well, I'm from here, and my shit ain't, I feel it's hot, but they ain't jumping on it as quick as they jumping on his shit, and he ain't even from here. And he holding it down. So, man, please, you always gonna get fucking... you know how many people hated on me because I went to Puerto Rico? I'm like, is you fucking serious? Bitch, what the fuck I'm going to
do?
Sit around here with you deadbeat motherfuckers? Fuck no, I got to get the fuck on, man. I'm out. Peace the fuck out. If I can go anywhere else, I'm going. I'm not going to sit around this shit here. My little cousin who I had working with me, for a little bit. He, you know, at the club we go to, he always come up with his little homies and shit. It's like five or six little dudes that hang in a group, you know, all just peeping each other's pockets and shit. And I say, I'm going to tell you now, if you start working for me, or you know, anything, you know what I'm saying? If your friends see you start to get any kind of money in your pocket, they're going to start egging on you. Just what I said, you know what I'm saying? Then when he hanging outside with me and he don't want to go in the club, oh, damn, dog. It's like that. You don't want to go in the club with us, man? No, motherfucker, he trying to make some money. He broke. You bitches is broke. Broke plus broke equals what? Broke. That don't equal come up. They was broke. You know what I'm saying? And I told him, I said, man, you gonna have to distance yourself from them because they ain't going to accept you trying to, you know what I'm saying, get some money in your pocket and make a little change for yourself. They ain't finna have that. They gonna be all up in your pocket if they ain't trying to, you know, take the money from you. You know what I'm saying? You gonna have to diss him. Now he hang with my other cousin, and you know what I'm saying? And now he really seeing it. And so when I come up to the club without him, where JJ? I say, shit, the nigga trying to make some fucking money away from y'all broke ass. I tell her how it is. You know, he trying to make some money away from y'all broke ass. You know, because you motherfuckers ain't going to do nothing but put him in the dirt. You know, and that's why I'm like, no, he ain't y'all age. My little cousin, he look young. I mean, yeah, he real skinny, so he still look like he a little teenager. But your motherfucker 28 years old. Bro, you got to wake up someday and realize that life will move the fuck on without you if you don't tighten up. You know, so... And I'm proud of him. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to tighten up and do some other things. You know, it's like, trip me out. But yeah, I already feel what he's talking about. You know, it's people around here that, you know what I'm saying, hate the fact that they can't, you know, get their music out there, but then let me go off and do a big show and don't invite them. You gonna get hot at me. What you getting hot at me for? You ain't even out here selling your own music. You know what I'm saying? But then you get mad at me because I'm putting your stuff on mix CDs and stuff, and I'm able to sell the mix CDs. That don't make no sense.
Well,
you know, that don't make no sense. But that, this was
on a happy note. It is weekend.
Yeah.
Bring us here.
That ain't a happy note either, because I mean, shit, it done bum rushed me. I don't even have time to prepare. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I mean, I can have a girl come down and drive down early in the morning and pick me up. But then we have to turn back around, drive back down, you know, and then meet with traffic to actually get onto the strip and stuff and find
a
spot
to set up.
To
take the train? I know you got
but the train, I just looked at the train. The train don't leave till 5 in the evening. So that defeats the whole purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Defeats the whole purpose, you know? I'm like, I really need it, though. I mean, I really fucking need to get down there, man. I really
I'm
need the
money.
I'm
feeling you on
like,
that one. I feel
super
you.
Super bad. Like,
that is right.
Puerto Rico just, you know, drained the other little chains that I did have, you know? So I'm like, back to broke. Like, broke. Like, god damn, I mean... The hell broke, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everybody,
hey,
like, what you need?
That's the way it is today. Either you're poor or you're rich. There's no middle class.
And now, well, they throw that in there just for motherfuckers to have some buffering in there. Yeah, there ain't no such thing. There's never been no such thing as no middle class. Yeah, either you've been broke mentally or you've been rich mentally, and now people just mentally broke. You know, they ain't never had the cash before, but they was mentally happy. So that's why they felt that they wasn't broke. They always been broke. That's what the middle class is. That's just motherfuckers who, you know, figured out that, damn, well, I got a little bit of change in my pocket, so I'm mentally happy. Now, they still got the same little bit of change, but then they just listen to the media and let the media say, hey, we're in a recession. Hey, everybody's broke. Bullshit. Everybody ain't broke, because people still out there building crap that they don't need to be building, you know. And I got to give it up to our governor, Governor Rick Scott, because he denied they're building up a high-speed rail station down here. You know what I'm saying? They want to build a high-speed rail from Tampa to Orlando, so commuters can get through get to the tourist district, you know, down to Disney World and all that shit quicker. But then, you know, with any reality, when reality sets in, the only job it's going to create is quick jobs, not long-term jobs. Because once you build it, it don't take nothing to run a damn electric train. So, I mean,
yeah.
Besides the maintenance personnel that just happen to occasionally maintenance it, where's all the hundreds of thousands of jobs it's supposed to create? Nowhere. You go to the train station right now, ain't number three people in the train station. And two of them taking a break. You know, it's like, come on, man. Is you serious? And then the other thing is, there's, you know, people don't even know that you can catch Amtrak for less than $30 and go down there anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Don't even know that. They don't advertise. And back in the days, it used to be $50 to catch a train one way.
Wow.
$50. And now it's $10. You know what I'm saying? If you keep the rates at $10, $10-$20, you know what I'm saying? More people will, and advertise it, more people will actually get on the train and actually utilize the train. That's the problem. They just ain't utilizing what you already have. And if that's the case,
if they do start advertising, they're going to raise the prices. They'll raise the prices, and it'll be stuffed full of people.
Right. Well, if you're going to do that, then if you build the high-speed train, that's going to knock off Amtrak's you know what I'm saying, the stuff that they got going on. It's going to knock off their little stuff. Yeah. So then you're going to hurt your internal revenue that you already got through the Amtrak.
Well, what about the Greyhound bus traveling through there?
Yeah, right. you might as well ride the little bus. You know what I'm saying? It's like catching the little bus in Miami. Yeah, give me the short bus. I'll take the short bus, please. I'm not really trying to get anywhere fast. Incomfortable. that is not an option. Believe you me, that is not an option to go that route. Yeah, that ain't one of the first things that you want to talk about doing. So, I ain't finna do that. I caught that's who screwed me over for the trip to Orlando. It was $25 by bus going to $28 by bus going to Orlando, you know. So, and that's an uncomfortable stank ass ride. You know, it's like they don't even wash the buses down, man. For real, anybody ever called a bus knows that is like riding horse and carriage back in the days or something. You know what I'm saying? I would prefer to ride a mule.
Fresh air while you at it, huh?
Hey, I'd rather smell the mule shit. You know what I'm saying? Put me in on a mule, slap it, and let it go 3 miles an hour versus me getting on a damn Greyhound bus and, no, making 3,000 stops in within an hour. You know, and that's what they do. I give it to the train because they make, like, probably two stops. From here to where I get off of D-Land, they make, like, two stops. Bam, bam. No more than, you know, 2 or 3 minute stops. Get people on and get people off. Bam. And then they moving again.
Right.
Greyhound goes to a stop, sits there for, like, 10 minutes, wait for people, you know what I'm saying? And then and even if ain't nobody around, and then they leave because they're on a specific schedule. I can't stand that shit. Can't do that. Can't walk around. You're going to walk up and talk to the bus driver. He's going to tell you to get out of my face because I'm driving. You know? So you can't walk around. Like, at least, you know, on the train, you got a dining cart. You can drink alcohol. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can bring you a bottle of wine. And there, you can have a party on the train.
You can change seats. Yeah.
Change seats. Well, they kind of get on you about the changing seats because they be, you know, if the train gets filled up, the people that get off, you know, they gonna go to another station and they already know those empty seats. So they like to try to keep those seats empty. And then all they do is just recheck your ticket, you know what I'm saying? And if they gotta fill that seat up, they ask you to move.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what you got exciting going on for this
spring break?
I'm
doing spring cleaning. and going through boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
The last bit of boxes.
Yeah, it's about that
stuff.
Time.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Let's see if it works. I downloaded a new DVD burning program, and it's supposed to easily make DVDs because I've been trying to get all my stuff burnt down to DVDs, and the crap that comes with XP, the Windows XP Movie Maker, it sucks ass. And it doesn't work. So, you know, I've been trying to find something. You know, I don't believe in paying for nothing. So, you know. I had to find my...
Unless you're making some money on it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, enough of that. Damn, man, I hate this fucking DVD player. This shit don't play nothing, man. Like, what in the fuck? Yeah. Man, see, it reads DVD, but then talking about it ain't able to play it back. Man, that's some bullshit. Come on, give me the goddamn shit.
Yeah, I saw the pictures that you posted on Facebook, but I don't see any videos.
Yeah, not I ain't do the videos yet. Yeah, I got videos coming. I want to doctor them up a little bit before I kind of...
Doctor them up?
Yeah, well, I mean, because they little clips. You know what I'm saying? They like short clips.
Oh,
so
I want to
put a couple of clips all together, and then
right,
yeah, instead of just putting a whole bunch of one.
Yeah, that makes
clip.
Sense.
Running through one true media, you know, put a little effects or something on them, and then boom, you just see a couple of them flip. Let's do it that way. Okay, so it does work though. Oh shit!
Good luck on getting to Daytona this weekend.
It could happen. Yeah, you know, it works
out. Or Miami, wherever you guys are going.
Yeah, it works out. Well, the Miami, I just definitely ain't interested in that.
So do you know for sure whether or not it's been moved?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. He just said, you know, it's still there. It's going down to the weekend, though. I just didn't know it was that quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not like it was way before when, you know, it's... Okay, Root Man. Well, yeah, all right. Well, shit, it burnt the damn movie. That's what's up. It played on my little DVD player. I got the cheap ass home DVD player that don't play on.
Oh.
That's weird. But it do burn it. Alright, so I can get the fuck up out of here now. It did burn it. I just need to see if it would burn it. I can make my little videos. See, I can download little videos and stuff, but I wasn't able to burn them. You know what I'm saying? Make my own little music videos and stuff. Well, I can do it. I couldn't do it before. I can do it now, though. All right. This shit does work. And it allows you to put a little menu with it. Man, that's cool, too. But it's kind of limited, though. You can't really.
So where's the new radio show at?
www.trilateralradio.com, people. www.trilateralradio.com. One more again, www.trilateralradio.com. Streaming live radio right now, but I got my desktop fixed, so it should be strong enough to actually run the software that's required to do the radio. So as soon as I just got that back today, and probably next week by the time I get able to actually transfer all of the software over to it and then do the test off of that. Which I believe that's going to be our success rate. And I believe it's going to work. So I got it upgraded. I got the Windows.